Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we don't want Diamond to feel old here, but it's been nearly 20 years since Simon Delaney, Don Witchley and Keith McAleen first appeared on our screens in Bachelor's Walk. Nearly 20 years, lads. They've been reunited once again, this time for the play Art, that's A-R-T, which will be streaming online from the 14th to the 17th of October. And the three lads are in studio with me. Good afternoon!
Yay! You put your hand in your head there when you were doing that, as if to say, this is going to be trouble.
You drew lots outside, obviously, and Don got the poor the seat at the back.
Can you hear us over there, Don?
Great to see you all.
Lord.
Yeah,
nice to see you.
Yeah, so this really is a variation of Bachelor's Walk, isn't it? Because there's three mates and it's comedy. This play, Art.
Except it was written by a French woman many years ago and it's nothing really to do with Bachelor's Walk.
No, but it's
really similar.
But it is about friendship, isn't it? It is about friendship, about Simon. I'll just talk to you. Yeah, forget about him.
It's a play about three friends who've been pals for an awful long time. And one of them goes out and buys a piece of art, pays a lot of money for this piece of art, and it creates tension, let's say, amongst the three friends, some of whom like it, some of them pretend to like it, and they all really hate it. But it's a play about friendship and about, you know, how much a relationship can change by one little thing happening, by someone walking out and buying a painting.
And it's abstract art, isn't it, Don?
Yeah. Mean, art is subjective, I suppose. And I play the character of Serge. I play Serge, who buys this piece of art, which seems to cause the tension.
For 200 grand.
200,000. And I think one of the lads thinks it's maybe a bit of a midlife crisis. He goes off to talk to the other friend and going, have you heard what he's done? And so then they all come looking. And so they disagree. And eventually there's a denouement when the three of them meet together.
What's that mean?
They all get together in the end and it comes to a head, let's say.
Right.
There you go. I was trying to bring a bit of French in there because it's art en français.
So you're Ivan.
I play Ivan, yeah.
Simon,
yeah,
you're Serge, Don.
Yes.
And you're Mark, Keith, is that correct?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. And then you're Barry, and you're Raymond, and you're Michael. Mm-hmm. It's very, very confusing, isn't it?
It's very confusing. I'm Don, and he's Keith.
And he's Simon.
Oh, you've done very well. Are you just Ray all the time?
I'm just Ray all the time, yes.
It was confusing at times.
Raymond, when I'm in trouble, yeah. Was there any time in rehearsals for Art when you went into Bachelor's Walk mode and called him Raymond?
I think, you know what, honestly, I think the first kind of hour, the first 2 hours of the first rehearsal, we kind of knocked about a bit, had a bit of crack, and then we kind of got stuck into it, because normally with a play like this, you'd have maybe 4 or 5 weeks rehearsals. We had two and a half?
Well, yeah, close to three.
3 weeks in total. We normally have seven weeks at this stage you have for it.
You turned up for about two.
I know you filmed not together, but you were in a John Carney thing for Prime Video.
Yes, Modern Love. Yeah, the second season of Modern Love.
Episode one.
Yeah, they shot two episodes in Ireland last year and we were in one of them. Although we didn't, myself and Don appeared in a scene together and Keith was in the episode as well. So we didn't actually see each other.
We didn't cross paths.
We didn't cross
the boys
paths,
did a scene together, I didn't.
And is that sort of something that John does?
Not enough.
He should do a little more, shouldn't he?
Just for people who don't know, John Carney was the director of...
He was one of the writers and directors of Bachelor's Walk. And went on to do Once and Sing Street and Modern Love.
I suppose he thought that if he was doing something in Dublin and there was three other actors playing these parts, he might have got, you know, some emails.
Come
here.
So you've done this and it's streaming. How do you feel about this new way of doing things?
Well, it was very strange at the beginning, because when you finish 5 weeks rehearsal, you're ready to go out of the traps. We just went home. You're supposed to do it for 2 months in front of an audience and get it out of your system. Very odd to go back to the couch after that, because you've done quite an intense rehearsal period and then it's over. So it was weird and it was a bit strange, and we don't know what the show's going to be like.
And it was weird.
But now walking in here today, when it's on tonight now and for the next 4 nights, we're going, this is brilliant. It's done. We have nothing to do. Come on and talk about it. So it's great.
So your audience were the camera people?
Yeah, there was no audience, which is strange because it's a comedy. Normally when you're doing a show like that, you not just react to, but you depend on those that laugh.
It gives you energy. It gives you a required, necessary energy.
It also gives you that
when
half
there's dead air coming back at you and you're spinning out one-liners, that feels a little strange.
It was very strange.
Soul destroying, somewhat.
It's like going back to Thatcher's
but
Walk.
But it still works. I think that's just an actor thinking, oh my God, I would be getting a huge laugh now if an audience was here.
Yeah.
But I mean, the audience are watching on telly and they hopefully will
be
snigger.
They don't have to laugh. Walk, what we did have was every time we rehearsed a scene, we'd get a good old chuckle from the crew.
Yes.
And you know you're on the right track.
Yes. So I better tell you, before we move on from it, so art's available to stream now for a tenner. And you can go to the venue box offices, the Mill Theatre Dundrum, Lime Theatre Limerick, Town Hall Theatre Galway, the Lyric Theatre Belfast, and on Green On in Letterkenny. And as you say, from tonight, 14th, to Sunday.
Yes, four nights, yeah.
Okay, so Bachelor's Walk then. Mm-hmm. It was a moment, wasn't it? We were really fond of ourselves as a nation back then, weren't we? We were sort of so confident about things. The Celtic Tiger was just about to roar. Was it roaring?
Yeah,
it was just started. There was a few coffee shops around South Ann Street. There was one or two, and there was you could get a cappuccino somewhere.
But it's strange when you watch it back, particularly that first series, if you watch it, the scenes where we're out and about in Dublin city centre, all you can see is cranes.
Right.
Yes.
Like the amount of building that was happening, you know, along the quays, that whole South Quay was redeveloped, you know, in around Temple Bar. It's cranes everywhere.
2003.
Was that it?
Was it 2000?
2000, I thought we made the
was
first
it 2000? Right,
2001.
2001 was the first year.
Yeah.
We were 16 when we made it.
Yeah. So three lads living together in the Georgian house.
Yeah.
So you were Michael.
Yeah.
And Michael was studying law.
Well, you say studying. He was supposed to be attending the university. Right. Yeah. But Ray owned the house.
Raymond, was it? Ray Raymond.
Yeah.
I always seem to be the moneyed one, actually.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know how that is. But yeah, Raymond was lucky enough to be inheriting a house on the Quays, and he seemed to have these dodgy lodgers, really, and they used to just hang out with him. And they were loyal friends. But anyway, they were all kind of disasters in terms of their love lives and their own lives and their working lives, and it seemed to strike a chord with people, I suppose.
Yeah. And you had a job. You had a paying job.
Yeah.
You were
You were
a film critic.
Is that a job?
but he was teaching.
He was an aspiring something.
Yeah, I
had more of a job than the other
two.
You were
the mature one.
Yes, I was the mature one.
Yeah. And you were the flaky. Very flaky.
I was kind of the child of the bunch, the one that had to be looked after and babysat. I was indeed, and didn't have a job at all, if I recall correctly.
Well, you did start Boland Enterprises.
I did start the Boland Corporation. I don't know if I made any money out of that corporation.
You went to London. I know you did over there, but you didn't make anything. And then I worked at my father's sports shop. He had a sports shop which went into receivership because he never paid any tax.
It wasn't a given that you were going to jail. No. Was it? Or did you do what are very common now, I believe, in theatre?
Chemistry tests.
Did you do chemistry tests? No, I don't think so.
No, we didn't. No, I mean,
My first audition was for your role of Barry. I read for that. And then I was reading it and I said, I said, can I read for the other guy? I think I have a better crack at him. And John said, yeah, take it off, come back in about 20 minutes and we'll do that scene.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I auditioned for the Donegal Doctor, and which was a straight part. It wasn't funny at all. And the boys were pissing themselves laughing. And then they brought me back for Barry. I don't know how I felt about that. But I met Simon on my first audition. I just saw on the TV because he was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, he had lost horrifically. Tell us that story.
Sorry.
That's a brilliant story. That's a brilliant story. That's a brilliant story. Go on.
It is, yeah. And I've told you before. I'm sure you'll find it in the Orchard.
It's like your summer of 69.
Yeah. So I was on Millionaire and lost money. And Keith was watching it and he related to me because I said I was an actor. And he was rooting for me. I remember you telling me that after. He was rooting because he was gone.
That's good. This guy doesn't have a penny.
So he needs this cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get it.
Yeah, but he won the part in Bachelor's Walk. It was the same thing.
Yeah. I better explain for our listeners. There are people listening. So I better just explain for them. Just who haven't heard you tell the story.
I went on to Millionaire back in the days when Gable was doing it, and I was just a punter. I got into the chair, got up as far as 16 grand, went for 32, got it wrong, so I won £1,000.
Did you tell the story that you wanted to buy an engagement ring?
They ask if you win the money, what would you do?
Yes.
And I said, I'd, you know, get a corporate box at Old Trafford and I'd buy a car and go on holiday, but I'd get engaged to my girlfriend. And of course, the audience loved that, and we didn't, so we lost. But I remember getting the question wrong and walking out of the studio, and I rang my granddad, who's since passed away. He was my phone friend. And I was in bits. It was like I walked out of a car crash, you know, because I had 16,000 yes. pounds. And I said, he said, what happened? I said, I told him. And I said, I can't believe. He said, you can't believe what? I said, I lost. He said, what did you lose? He said, you've a cheque in your pocket for £1,000. Yeah. And then 2 days later, a jeweller very kindly said, look, we'll give you an engagement ring. So we got married. And we've been happily married ever since.
Four boys.
But I had done the pilot for Bachelor's Walk before
that's
that.
That's right, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
So I was the only one of us that was in the pilot, because we did the pilot.
God, I'd love to see that.
The pilot, it still exists somewhere, yeah.
That has disappeared, I would love to see it.
But the pilot was very different because I had three girls and three lads in the house. It was kind of like Friends.
Yes.
And Deirdre O'Kane was in it, Eva Bertistel, Paul Hickey played Raymond, Mark O'Halloran played Barry. And then we did the pilot for nothing, you know, because that's what you do. And then about 7 months later, I remember John rang me and said, they picked it up as a series, and I thought, great. I presume we were all going to be in it.
Yeah.
And they said, no, they've changed it. They like the girls' storylines, but they just want to leave the three lads in the house. And then I turned up, and the first person I met was Keith and then Don. So they recast. So I was the only actor that kind of made it from the pilot.
Right. And the series. The love interest in it.
We had several.
Oh yeah, several. Well, there was a recurring love interest.
Initially it was Alison Marcella, who's now with John Carney. There's a lot going on back in those days.
In real life, two kids together, now together. Life,
yeah. So, there's a lot of love interest going around. But so she came and viewed a room in the house, and we let her in. So that was the kind of my recurring love. But the lads all had love interests as well throughout the shows.
Yeah.
I got married in the series,
right?
And then separated
in the series.
In the series,
and you had a baby.
Harry Boland.
And I've asked you all. Well, like Keith, I haven't spoken to you, I think, but I've asked Don and Simon individually about, you know, the idea of it bringing it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it'd be interesting to see how their lives have turned out.
Would it though?
Yeah.
Where they would be.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll just go around and see what you think. I won't do everybody with everybody. No. So Don, I'll ask you about, say, Michael, right? So Michael, just remind people at home. Michael,
I was talking to one of your researchers and she put me on. I said, Michael, I'd say he might have blagged his way into one of the corporates, and I said he'd be with either Google or something doing a bit of HR.
Michael? Really? Michael couldn't spell HR.
He couldn't spell HR.
And I said that Barry would have done well out of the new coffee shops, and he would have a few trailers that he would be depositing on beaches and festivals.
And he'd be roasting his own beans.
Yeah, he'd be definitely turning up at an electric picnic selling something. Yes, do you know what I mean?
I'm convinced Barry'd be in politics.
No, he's obviously in crime. We've seen him every Sunday night.
It's a beautiful segue.
Yes, you really did that.
Kin, tell us about Kin.
Yes, Barry's obviously turned to a life of crime. No, I always imagined Barry in Las Vegas or somewhere, just sort of,
did you?
Sort of managing Tom Jones and Celine Dion.
Yeah. Tom Jones tribute act.
And what do you think Raymond would be doing, Simon?
I would say Ray is probably still in the house. He's got rid of us, but he's probably got a couple of dogs or cats.
Right.
All the hair is gone. The beard is snow white. He wears tatty cardigans and slippers.
I don't know where he's getting these ideas from.
I'd say he probably writes he does a column in the Phoenix or something. I would disagree with you.
I think he will have sold the house in the Keys. It's got too noisy in there around the boardwalk. And he's moved out to Wicklow in a kind of log cabin. He may be writing journalistic articles for the Phoenix in that, but he's also on his second book.
His second book. He's still on the Keys, living on his arse. That's what he's doing.
He's got rid of you two guys. That's the main thing.
Well, maybe he hasn't. Where do you think we'd be, Ray?
Well,
I'd say by the time they come around to filming this, we'll be in nursing homes.
Someone like you, Michael, it always works out for people like him. It always sort of works out. I see Barry as that, you know, that forever young sort of thing. Still wearing a parka in his 40s, and taking apart the latest album by somebody, Caldwell or something like that. You know, that sort of thing.
And what about the Journalist of the Year here behind?
Yeah, he'll be a lecturer, you know.
Something in Fulham
Studies and UCG.
And he'll have all these fawning students hanging on his every word.
When he goes home to his wife, she says to him, he's married.
I don't have to listen to you blathering on about stupid
films. She's clearly a psychiatrist.
Yeah, the theme tune. We took out. I think this is from. It was.
That's it. Fantastic. Yeah, we were only talking about the one John of the qualities that made Bachelor's Walk was the music. Yes. We were saying,
yes,
musically, and John was brilliant in that. What were we saying? We were talking about Kentucky Avenue, which was the end of the first series.
Yeah, the Tom Waits track song. At the very end of the first series.
And then May You Never by John Martin was used. Close to Me by The Cure.
Here's to the Losers.
We used that because we were on Today FM at the time. We used to tune in to see what music was being played.
Yeah, it was great.
And then we'd play it the next morning. Huge reaction. It was a cultural phenomenon, lads.
Well, I think it was of its time, and it broke some ground because, you know, we've often said in interviews over the years that the fourth star of the show was probably Dublin.
Yes.
Dublin hadn't been seen on the screen like that.
And it looked great.
And also at the time,
because we got out into the city among real people.
We shot, they just
brought us in through Temple Bar, and that was a lovely thing.
The Path to Freedom was out as well, and then Fergus's Wedding. Like, it was a real
time,
kind of a time for comedy, you know.
Is Keith in Kin? We've established that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, really enjoyed Bachelor's Walk and would love. Capitals, all caps.
Wow.
Right. To see an updated series with the three lads. And we've given them loads of ideas there.
What are you in charge? The next best thing to that would be to watch Art.
Nicely done.
Speaking of segues.
It's streaming from tonight. And you can go to your venue box office, the Mill Theatre, Dundrum, Lime Tree Theatre in Limerick, Town Hall Theatre, Galway, the Lyric Theatre, Belfast, and on Green on Letterkenny.
That'll get you your Bachelor's Walk fix.
There you go. Simon Michael Evan. Thank you very much. I shouldn't have started that because I might be able to finish it.
Good luck.
Serge Raymond Don. Thank you very much. Yes.
3 for 3.
And Mark Barry Keith. Yay! Thank you very much.
On RTE Radio 1.